Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You're in Jordan. You're in a place of turbulence, even right now, even in your home, even in your finances, even in your family. But I'm coming to let you know you are at the greatest part where God is about to split the waters. God is about to take that mantle that was on your next level, and he's about to give it to you. When Elijah was caught up and that mantle fell from him, and it fell to the ground, it fell to Elijah, who had to catch it. He had said, if you see me when I go, then you can catch it. I did not catch the mantle of my mentors until I saw them. You don't hear me. You got to see them, not in the realm of the natural, but in the realm of the spirit. You got to see them for who they are in the spirit. You got to see them as Moses. You got to see them as Joshua. You got to see them as Aaron. You got to see them as Moses. You got to see them, oh God, as Noah. You got to see them as Jesus. You got to see Jesus in them, not them, but the Jesus in them. When you see the man of God, your life will change. When you meet the man of God, your life will change. When you encounter the man of God, your life will change. The man of God is not a person. The man of God is a spirit on a man. My God, the man of God is a mantle on a man. My God, the man of God is an assignment on a man. You have to catch the assignment. Oh God, catch the assignment. Pick up an assignment. Grab an assignment. Possess an assignment. Learn your mantle. Work your mantle. When that mantle fell from him, he saw him go in that chariot of fire, and he looked up in the heavens. And part of him not just saw Elijah, but he was able to see something about God he had never seen. And he said, my father, the chariots of, oh God, the chariots of Israel and its horsemen. And when that mantle fell, he picked up the mantle and it was rolled up, and he struck the Jordan. And what was turbulent for them to come across, he walked back over on dry land. He walked back over unscathed. He walked back over with victory and with the mantle. And everybody else that was saying, your mantle leaving you, you better catch up. And he kept saying, I know, shut up. I know he's gone. When he came back to them, they said, where is the God of Elijah? And he almost, when I read that scripture, it's almost like he popped his Colin said, where is the God of Elijah? He's right here, because his mantle is on me. His mantle I wear. His mantle I have caught. I caught the mantle. Oh, I dare you to say it. I caught the mantle. Not a man, but of God. Of God, of God, of God, of God. In Acts chapter 2 and verse 8. See, in order to catch a mantle, you can't just be in Kairos, the set timing of God. You got to be in Topos, the set place of God. Ooh, Jesus. He said, he told them, go to Israel and wait. And as they waited, it said there in Acts chapter 2 and verse 8. Oh, Lord. Actually, it's actually 3 and 8. Excuse me. Acts chapter 3 and verse 8. Oh, God. Lord, we all over the Bible. Y'all, excuse me. I done went beyond my, got happy and lost my scripture. Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Acts chapter 2. I don't know why I highlighted 8, but Acts chapter 2 said, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, somebody say fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly, there's a suddenly coming through this camera into your life. Somebody is going to hit you 3 p.m. The phone going to ring. It's going to be, oh, bye, 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 bye. I hear you, Lord. Not all of it's going to be good news, but it's going to be news of your transition into the mantle. Whatever news, whatever happens at 3 p.m., receive it, because it's for your good. It's for your good. It's for your good. It's for your good. It's not going to kill you. Not going to take you out. It's not a bad thing. It's a glory thing. It's a God thing. It's a God thing about to happen. Good news is on the way. Let me just rest your heart. Somebody, oh my God, what's going to happen to me at 3 o'clock? Good things are going to happen at 3 o'clock. I prophesy good things are going to happen at 3 o'clock. Hallelujah. Your expected end going to meet you at 3 p.m. tomorrow. Your suffering going to end. Hallelujah. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues. As the Spirit gave them utterance. The place where God is taking you is going to affect men that at one time didn't understand your language, but now they're going to hear you in their language. They're going to hear you where you were. You've been speaking a language, but God said, I'm going to change something about your tongue. I'm going to change something about what you were saying. And more of my Spirit's going to come in and on you. And who wasn't able to hear, see, or encounter you is now going to fully receive you, because they're going to hear you in their language. Lord, I thank you for this lesson. I thank you, Lord God, for every person, God, that has a mantle. Let them catch it. Let them catch it. Let them catch the revelation, God, that it's not a mantle of man. It's your mantle. Let them catch it and walk and pick it up and do what you called them to do. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. I'm so glad you're with me. I believe next week we're going to be tackling something I'm so happy to go over that God is revealing to me. Our next three lessons is going to be over the spirit of revelation. And at this time, God is revealing to me a new thing that he's revealing me about the spirit of creation. The spirit of creation, the spirit of creativity. And it's all tied in, excuse me, with the dominion of the Garden of Eden. The dominion of the Garden of God that he's bringing us back to. Hallelujah. But next week we're going to be going over the spirit of revelation. Somebody say the spirit of revelation. It ain't what you thought it was. I can rest assure you that. But any of you guys, if you heard about Pull Me Out of Myself, praise God, we had our meeting here in Memphis, and it is spreading like wildfire. It's Pull Me Out of Myself, Extracting the Prophetic Core Conference. 2012, we had it here in Memphis. It was a mighty powerful 2 days, and God has turned it into an annual conference. It's going to be an annual thing that God's having me to do, and it's just going to grow, and in whatever facet God's going to have me do, and the call is going to start up around about the end of the year, and hopefully soon we're going to be able to be doing live broadcasts to you through livestream.com. That's right, you'll be able to tune in live. Hallelujah, as I teach these lessons and they go into your homes and into your libraries. But also, I'm just so thankful for what's happening in my life. There's some major, major, major announcements that I cannot make yet that have some things to do with wedding bells. But I'm going to shut my mouth and I'm going to let you guess about what that is. But keep a brother in prayer. But God is good. Amen, somebody. But I have some announcements for you. I will be on Blog Talk Radio. I will be on Blog Talk Radio October the 24th at 7 p.m. Along with one of a daughter in the gospel, Tiana Copeland Ministries, also woman of God. You gotta look her up on Facebook. Tiana Copeland. It's Providence Tiana Copeland Ministries. And the show is called Holy Ghost Radio Show. All right? I wouldn't want to be on any other show but a Holy Ghost radio show. God's going to have his way. We're going to be talking about what God revealed to me even out of my sleep. I had a dream about the years 2013 through 2017. You don't want to miss that. And what the Lord is saying even for the coming year. We are really already in it. But what God is saying for the coming year. And that address is blogtalkradio.com/T Copeland Ministries. That's blogtalkradio.com/T Copeland, C-O-P-E-L-A-N-D, Ministries. Okay? And that's at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. East Coast time. That means it's 6 p.m. Central time, Memphis time. And that's on Holy Ghost Radio Show. We're going to be talking about the prophetic. We're going to be talking about the apostolic. We're going to be talking about what is coming for not just the body of Christ, but for the world, even concerning the election. Be ye not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever man soweth, that shall ye also reap. It's harvest time. But for everybody, it's not a good harvest. But it is harvest time. And for a lot of you, it is a great harvest. So I want you to tune in for that. And also, what I'm so excited about, and we're going to have more details coming up. But Atlanta, I'm coming. I'm coming to you. Apostles, coming your way. We're going to have a mighty time in God in Atlanta, Georgia, December the 7th through the 8th, 7 p.m. nightly. It's the God encounter. I don't want you to miss this. The God encounter. There is going to be a mantles are going to drop in that place. Healings are going to happen in that place. Financial miracles, and then we're already seeing signs of it breaking forth. And I'm just so thankful because you guys, I don't know if you know, but these videos are going to the Turks and the Caicos Islands. And I mean, it's going around the world. Martinique, I didn't even know what Martinique was. It's going to South Africa, Uganda, Ireland, and Mozambique. It's going around the world. The message of the gospel is spreading. So I'm so elated. But you go with God, and God's going to go with you. I love you. Stay in touch. You can always find me on Facebook, facebook.com/ApostleCBowman. And also, my website is www.transformme2012.wix.com/transformme. That's www.transformme2012.wix.com/transformme. There's so many things coming up. T-shirts are coming, ministry t-shirts. CDs will be available. DVDs are being made and being available. I can't wait for you guys to get these t-shirts. Oh, it's coming soon. It's coming soon, you guys. It's on the way. And also, there's a prayer CD and teaching that is coming. So you guys, keep me in prayer. I'm keeping you guys in prayer. And until next time, be transformed. You ain't got no choice in the matter. Watching this. But be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you can know, test, and prove what is that good, pleasing, and perfect will of God for your life. I love you. God bless you. And see you next time on Elijah Bootcamp School of the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit. Love you. Bye-bye.